Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Reynaud. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Homer Ezel. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tex Vash. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dudley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Val Pisanik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emck. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Howard Emck. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty bunts towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNulty moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynaud hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vash. Reynaud reaches second base with a double. McNulty scores. Speaker moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to second. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flagstead moves to third. Two outs. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk strikes out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a pop-up towards third. Ezel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball four. Tote moves to second. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Emck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 0 for 0 in the game. Ezell hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ezell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naud is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Naud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Node for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 0 for 1 in the game. Vash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vash moves to second. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vash moves to third. Freddie Spurgeon now playing third base. Joe Sewell now playing shortstop. Joe Klugman now playing second base. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lee hits a fly ball towards center. Speaker catches it and throws to home to double up Vash. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Amp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman hits a fly ball into left field. Vash settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-1 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Amp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0-for-1 in the game. Pisanek hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Emck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emck is 0-for-1 in the game. Emck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Node scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Emck for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-2 in the game. Jamison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ezell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 0-for-1 in the game. Ezell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Note hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Node. The throw from Pisanek and he is safe. Node steals second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Amp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tote is hit by the pitch. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to second. One out. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Dudley. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tote moves to third. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0 for 2 in the game. Pisanek takes first base on ball 4. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pisanek is attempting to get to third. There's the throw and Pisanek is out. Tote scores. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bud Connolly now playing shortstop. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0 for 1 in the game. Klugman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 2 in the game. Schott is hit by the pitch. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 2 in the game. Emke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flagstad bunts towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Emke moves to second. One out. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 0 for 2 in the game. Ezell hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Ezell reaches second base with a double. Emke scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ezell. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Ezell steals third. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNulty. Boone reaches second base with a double. Ezell scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Tex Vasquez at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vasquez 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vash hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Note hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ezell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.